All right, so here we go as we go deeper into all of this. You know, we heard the president say, and he said this yesterday, we're going through this great transition, this painful transition. But I want you to hear it again. I want to go back to bite number one. I want to hear this again from the president. So you understand that everything that's happening at the gas pump, where there's a new record today at 459.8, basically 460 a gallon is the national average now, it's intentional. What's happening to your budget, what's happening to you is intentional. The fact that gas and diesel and everything's out of control is intentional. Listen to this, bite one.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
Uh-huh. What'll be over is your presidency, as if it isn't already. America is embarrassed about Joe Biden on the national stage and the international stage. Nothing worse, of course, is the vice president. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who has previously laughed off the price of gas back when it was $2.85 a gallon, now admits the failing policies being the cost of gas and diesel to you and your family and the companies that rely on those things will remain very high for a very long time, at least for the rest of the year. And that's just what they're admitting, which means for the next several years, if not forever. Bite number 11, listen to this.
Should consumers expect record prices into the summer?
Oh, I think so. I think prices are not going to come down in the next few months. I mean, summer driving season, you only see an increase in demand, and that's when prices usually go up even further. So there is all this demand pressure on the price of fuel. So that you, our Energy Information Administration has said that the price of gasoline is likely to stay above $4 a gallon through this year.
Yeah, so that means through next year and the year after that, because when they admit that it's going to go on for a little while, remember, inflation was transitory. It's just going to be here for a little bit, and then it's, of course, all-encompassing is the inflation. All-encompassing is it all. And so how does Joe Biden react to this? Well, he's thinking about giving China a break, a free pass, and cashing in, a reward for China, and an award for being a bad actor on the world stage. I'm not kidding you. Joe Biden, with nothing in return, is talking about dumping all the Trump-era tariffs on China and the Chinese Communist Party, all of it. It would enrich China, cost us money, do nothing for America. Listen to this.
Secretary Yellen said recently that some of the tariffs on Chinese imports impose more harm on consumers and businesses and aren't very strategic. Do you share that view, and are you considering taking down some of those tariffs?
I'm talking with the secretary when we get home. I am considering it. We did not impose any of those tariffs. They're imposed by the last administration, and they're under consideration.
And what would you get in return for it? Those tariffs have brought in a pile of money to the U.S. Were you just going to give China some more money? You and Hunter have a cut of that, big guy? You getting a cut of that action, big guy? So you look at how much failure there is. The gas prices are intentional. School lunch programs running short of everything and the price of all of that going up. Of course, schools will need more money as a result, I'm quite sure, even though they have more money today than they've ever had because of the Build Back Better and, you know, Make America Great or whatever the hell they're talking about. This promise, that promise. And then you go back to the blackouts, which are being predicted for more than half of Americans now, are facing the prospect, the real prospect, of electrical blackouts this summer. Something I've never heard in America. Why? Because we shut down coal-fired power plants. We shut down nuclear power plants. We're relying on windmills and solar panels that we do not have nearly enough of to do anything they're talking about. It's completely reckless. And anybody that supports this nonsense is an idiot, or it's intentional to herd you into the cage that they want you in. The blackouts that are being predicted, a lot more real. And I'm sure that energy blackouts will certainly drive voters to the Democrats to vote, right? But by then, like I say, what can you do? But listen to this.
We're talking about energy, you're talking about gas prices, talking about refining, but talk to us about just the risk of blackouts. Is this something that you are preparing yourself forward for coming into the summer?
Well, we're looking at anywhere where we may see physical supply disruptions. One of those areas right now is in diesel, particularly in the northeast of the U.S. We've been in a state of constantly monitoring and making sure that all the tools we have available are on warm standby to make sure that if we do see any physical outages or shortages, we're able to move and release reserves. As we go into the summer season, there's always risks. There's risk to the electricity grid.
Yeah, there's always risk, but not risks like this. That's why Governor Whitmer in Michigan, for example, scrambling to keep the Palisades nuclear plant firing. It's going to close in 6 days. Desperate to keep it online. 800 megawatts gone. What are you going to replace that with? Who knows? Here's one other thing for you to think about, though, for your own savings. That is geothermal. And if you have a well in your yard, it's a renewable source of energy that you can focus on and use and save yourself a considerable amount of money. WellConnect Geothermal. WellConnect Geo is a hybrid system that will connect to your existing heating and air system. It doesn't replace it. It connects to it. It becomes part of it. It marries to it. And it uses the well in your yard. If you have propane, wood, heating oil, natural gas, and a well in the yard, you could be somebody that could save 70% heating and cooling your home going forward. All true. Go to WellConnectGeo.com, WellConnectGeo.com. Check it out. It has never been more important. WellConnectGeo.com. Find out for yourself anywhere in America. We'll be right back.